Hey guys, Adam here. So me and my wife just got home from a show tonight. Went to a city about an hour away from our house. It's a decent sized city. Went and saw a show and got some dinner. I want to talk to you a little bit about a situational awareness aspect. So we parked in a parking garage, and it's a fairly, you know, I've been to that city a few times. I'm fairly familiar with it, but not super familiar with it. And it's, you know, certainly higher crime rate than the town I'm used to. So like we parked in a parking garage, and you know, we go to the bottom of the parking garage, and there's a blind corner to the left and the right. It's a little dark. I just want to talk to you about kind of breaking those corners and peeking around those corners before you just walk out to an unknown. And I'm not saying you got to walk around all tactical-like, you know, in pieing corners like we would do on the range, you know, with tactical drills, things like that, but just being aware of your surroundings. So like the bottom of the stairs, there's a blind corner to the left. So as we get to the bottom of the stairs, I just kind of take it wide to the right, and I just kind of peek around that corner to the left just so I can see what's there and make sure I'm not going to get caught by surprise by anything. Also, tonight we had to hit the ATM machine to get out a little bit of cash. So, you know, it's one of those things where you use your card to get into the room where the ATM is. So, you know, my wife did that. And, you know, I'm kind of standing, you know, to the side of her as she's doing that, you know, checking my surroundings. And when we get in there, she gets the cash out. And when we get outside the door there, you know, I was the first one out. And I'm just basically kind of taking a check to my left and my right in those little alleyway there. And I just kind of pied that a little bit. But again, kind of nonchalantly. And it's just being aware of your surroundings. When we got out of the show, it was later at night, and it was dark, and there were some alleyways and some streets we had to walk down. And same type of theory. As we're walking back to the parking garage, instead of, you know, coming up sharp on a corner and, you know, just taking a quick button hook to the left or the right, kind of take corners wide and be aware of what's around those corners. And if you're passing an obstacle or something, like there was a dumpster tonight we passed around, again, take those wide and then just peek as you get beyond that obstacle, like the dumpster, for instance, tonight. I kind of took it wide and peek so I can see what's there. That way I don't get caught by surprise if, you know, somebody's kind of hiding and lurching in the dark out there to, you know, get set up for a mugging, a robbery, or something like that. So it's just a matter of being situationally aware. Again, we, you know, I've said it before, we can't live life on edge where we're always amped up and, you know, jacked up and tactical out there. But, you know, we want to maintain a low profile presence, but we're situationally aware and making ourselves a hard target and setting ourselves up for success and not failure. So that's why I want to get out there to you tonight. Maintain good situational awareness, especially when you're in an unknown area or maybe a little bit more urban area where you have hard corners and, you know, doorways, alleys, parking garages, things like that. And those places are typically susceptible to crime. So, you know, you just need to maintain good situational awareness. That's all I have for you tonight. Talk to you soon. Take care.